Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Music, please.
New musical experience.
I hear you, baby.
Are we on the air?
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are we rolling? Can you hear me now?
Yep, ready?
All right, here we go.
3, 2, 1.
You know me. I've been around forever.
I know him.
This is the Tony Bruno Show. Here he is, the godfather of sports radio. Here's Tony Bruno.
Hello, everybody. Hi. How are you?
Oh, my God. We're back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, and we'd like to welcome you and say Happy New Year. Welcome to 2024, which has started a half of the month into the first month. If we're going to do it, we're going to do it right.
Yes.
And we got it right. Tony Bruno, Miss Robin here back on the scene on the Tony Bruno Sports Network machine. Live, local, and late breaking. It's the station of the people.
Happy New Year, 2 weeks late.
I know. I don't even remember where the last 15 days went. 15? How about the last 20 days? But anyway, we're all better now, on the mend. I got in a hot shower today. We're all excited. We're all ready because it's a new year. It's a new day. It's a new life. And I'm feeling. Who did that song? Was that Michael Bublé?
I don't think he was the original one, though.
Who did that song? I may have to play that. It's a new life. It's a new day. It's a new time for the Cowboys to be eliminated.
Wait a minute. Just wait a damn second here.
I didn't do it, Steven. Not my fault that the Cowboys can't win in the first round. And who would have thunk this, ladies and gentlemen, that the Dallas Cowboys, who went on an unbelievable tear, and everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people had them as the Super Bowl champs for the first time since 1995. I remember being there in Arizona when the Dallas Cowboys were last in the Super Bowl and actually won that Super Bowl out there at the old Sun Devil Stadium in Tempe, Arizona. Before the domes were built, before the buttes were even a hot spot.
Birds flying high.
There we go. You know how I feel.
You know how I
I know how Jerry feels.
Sun in the sky.
Dax passes intercepted. You know how I feel. What else?
Breeze drifting on by.
That breeze blowing the ball right into the defender's hands for another pick six for Dak and the Cowboys.
It's a new dawn.
Yep.
It's a new day.
Oh, come on, man. Let's crank it up. And I feel.
For me. And I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it right there. Right there. Yeah. I can feel it in the feels.
We have been walking back. Let us pray. Run up and flat out to sea.
Come on, baby. Sing it, Mikey.
Fish in the sea.
Fish in the sea.
You know how I feel.
You're damn right I do.
River running free. You know how I feel. Blossom on a tree. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day.
This has to be the best version of the song, is it not, Robin? Even though it's not the original.
No.
That Michael Bublé guy is really good, man.
There's something about this song, the beat. I don't feel it up here. I feel it down there.
All the way down? Down there?
All the way down there. I don't know what it is.
It's, I think that's indigestion or a little bit of that.
A little bit lower.
Down all the way down, 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 down.
A little bit lower.
We welcome you back. We're getting ready for afternoon football on this Martin Luther King Day. The Buffalo Bills and the Pittsburgh Steelers. James Cook has been running amok, and the story now, the latest, of course, is that the game will be played. The field is clear, but the seats in Buffalo have not. So the fans will be bringing in their gigantic parkas. They'll be, you know, sitting on bags because these are hardy. These are hardy, har-har people up there in Buffalo. They're not soft fans like Cowboy fans who ran in and then were running the hell out in the third quarter down there in Jerry's house. I feel bad for Jerry Jones, Robin. You know me. I'm not a Cowboy fan. I don't hate human beings. Well, I hate some human beings.
Now, how long has he owned the team? How many years?
Jerry's owned it for a long, 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 as long as I can remember. But the bottom line is this. Everybody knew the Cowboys were in a bad spot yesterday. And the Green Bay Packers, believe it or not, they actually have more wins in Jerry Jones' building since he opened that stadium in Texas out there in Irving. They have more wins in Jerry's house than the Dallas Cowboys do. Do you realize that? The Green Bay Packers have won 3 games in AT&T Stadium. Dallas has only won 2 in their building since it's opened up. First 7 seed to win a playoff game, and now they'll play at San Francisco on Saturday in the NFL playoffs in the divisional round.
Jerry Jones has owned the Cowboys since 1989. So since 1989, since he's owned it, the Jimmy Johnson years were 89 to 93.
Yeah, and that was the glory years.
Those were the glory years. And so they won in 92, 93, and 95. So that's it.
Exactly. And again, I'm not here basking in the misery of Cowboy fans. Cowboy fans are basking in the misery. Because if there was ever a year, Robin, and people have been posting all these things on social media, you know, the playoff calendar where it starts off.
Right.
Yeah, it's brilliant. This is better than any Venn diagram, any of the things that people put up on the wall to talk about. You know, this is how it works. But the Cowboys have a lot of inactives today for the Buffalo Bills, including Rasul Douglas. And so we'll keep an eye on the afternoon game. We got NBA games going on this MLK day. We have later on Monday Night Football, and the Dallas Cowboys are done. But the Eagles, who choked and went down the toilet the last couple of games of the season, and everybody was crowning the Dallas Cowboys as the team to beat.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to comfort all Cowboy fans listening today. And I know you're out there.
Well, there's just real quick, PW New Jersey says the number one reason why the Dallas Cowboys choked yesterday was so that they could listen to Tony's triumphant return.
Of course.
And without can you blame the distraction them? Of preparing for a game.
I mean, can you blame them? I mean, let's be honest. We're here to bring joy to your life. We're here to make everybody happy. I don't control outcomes of the games. I can't even pick a stinking parlay anymore on Hard Rock Bets. But I know one thing. I love watching me some football. And love is in the air.
Yes.
Well, Jordan Love is in the air.
Well, there is somebody who doesn't have very much love right now.
Who's that?
Michael Irvin.
I know. Poor Mike. Because let's be honest. Everybody saw. Everybody had the Cowboys in the Super Bowl this year. Everybody. Gambling experts. This was their year, Robin.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they had an MVP quarterback. They got an unbelievable wide receiver setting all kinds of records. And even though they didn't have really a dominant run game.
You know why this happened, Tony Bruno?
Why, Robin?
Because Dak Prescott was an ass to
me. To miss Robin. This is the karma coming back to bite Dak Prescott.
Yes.
And I want to console Dallas Cowboy fans right now. I want you to know that I'm not sitting here laughing, gloating about your misery, and watching fans cry again for another year. For how many years is that now? 26, 1996. The Super Bowl was actually in 1996, but it was a 95 season. And I remember it like it was 30 years ago, actually. I remember being there in the desert.
Time for us bad guys to save the world.
What just happened?
I don't know. Is that my stupid? Because
that's you.
I got the.
I'll turn it down until you turn it off.
Which one is that? I haven't been in here since Christmas Eve. That's the last time I've been in this studio, Robin.
Do you need me to come over there and help you?
No, but that's probably the ESPN feed that I have open.
So just you need to mute one of your buttons.
I'm muting this son of a bitch right here. How about that? Meanwhile, at the Australian Open, the former number one seed, Naomi Osaka, has been eliminated in the first round. Naomi Osaka at Rod Laver Stadium. You know, they got the, you know, it's summertime down in Australia, Robin. It's the Australian Open.
I know. And I was supposed to go visit Australia with my mom, and it's not going to happen.
That's okay. You can all get you some shrimp for the Barbie and eat a couple of kangaroos later on. They're good meat.
No.
That's good eating, by the way.
Tom in Indiana says, so much for your extended holiday. Time for you to get back to mocking America's team, LeBron, Joe Biden, et cetera, and entertaining your loyal fans, a.k.a.
That's why I'm here. That's why.
Great to have you back.
Thank you all. Thank you all. And you can call into the show, 844-644-TONY. 844-644-8669. We'll keep you up to date. We have live sports on a Monday afternoon. NBA action. I mentioned, Naomi Osaka was on maternity leave.
Right.
And so she didn't lose her skills or all the other stuff. I mean, obviously, she Grand Slam champion, number one player in the world, mm-hmm. went on a maternity leave, came back, and then lost in the first round to Caroline Garcia today at the Australian Open.
You know, when women are pregnant, though, like a lot of times their body, their equilibrium changes and everything.
Are you making excuses for women losing in sports now?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, like, for example, I used to, prior to having children, I could go on the teacups and I would have no problem spinning around.
Me too.
And then after I had children, something went horribly, horribly wrong. And I went, what the hell is going on with me?
Anyway, let's get it back to the Cowboys, Robin.
Yes.
Not pregnant women who can't perform. Oh, is it we got thunder?
Wow.
Holy crap, we got thunderstorms.
We got thunderstorms. Hopefully we're not going to get another tornado watch.
Dude.
Because this little studio is not a good hiding place.
No, it's not.
This thing is like a match.
We got to move the truck from under the tree out there.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose power again. But anyway, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. But yesterday, of course, the big story. Not just that the Cowboys lost, but how about the young quarterbacks? How about Jordan Love and your Green Bay Packers? How about you know, forget about Dallas is no longer not just America's team. They're not even Texas's team anymore. The Houston Texans will go to a Super Bowl and win it before the Dallas Cowboys. Let me make that bold prediction right now.
Ooh.
The Houston this isn't a bold prediction. Anybody who watches the Houston Texans, they're a young team. They got a franchise quarterback. They got a great coach who should be coach of the year. They've got all the pieces in place. Same thing with the Green Bay Packers. I remember earlier in the season when they were struggling and people, they're going to have to, they don't know about this Jordan Love kid. All these talking heads, the Colin Cowherds, this kid can't play. They wasted a draft pick on him. That's why I love the site Freezing Cold Takes, because all of these, listen, fans always, always make wrong predictions, and so do professional sportscasters and former players and coaches. Everybody's just making predictions. They don't know what the hell's going to happen. The bottom line is, Jordan Love, they were talking about waiting till the end of the year and giving him the rest of the season to see whether or not they should move on from him. Now, you look at that Packer team and the young talent. That NFC North, which was a joke, now you got the Minnesota Vikings worrying about their quarterback coming off the biggest injury of his year, of his life in the Vikings. You got the Detroit Lions, who just won the division, and nobody was happier to watch those fans last night celebrate than me. I love Detroit. Great city, great people.
I love seeing that old guy. He was like 90-something or something.
88
like that.
Years old, Robin. How dare you call people old? You know, I'll be there in a few years. Are you going to call me an old person watching a football game? Probably. I will become an old person watching a football game.
Who says I don't already? Just saying.
How's everyone doing?
I'm doing good, Nick.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
Let's make some noise, yo. And now, of course, Michael Irvin, good friend of the show. Babe Laufenberg, a lot of Dallas Cowboy fans and players and announcers and broadcasters. You got to feel bad. Michael Irvin, just a couple weeks ago, remember when they put Jimmy Johnson in the Ring of Honor? And it was an emotional day. And, you know, Jimmy and listen, I feel bad for Jerry Jones. I'm not joking. You look at him, obviously, he doesn't look good. He's getting older. You know, he really, really loves his team. Does he micromanage? Not like he used to. He's not a Mike. He's the general manager and the owner.
But he's good to his players.
Yes, he is.
He's really good.
Everybody who knows him respects the guy, likes the guy, just because he looks like Skeletor. But he's not the president of the United States, who I believe has now taken over the Skeletor mantle from Jerry Jones. You know what I'm saying?
How old is Jerry Jones?
Jerry's in 80-something. I think he's like 82. But I would vote for Jerry Jones over for president of the United States before I'd vote for Jim.
He's 81.
81. He means well. And I think the fact that Chris Christie bowed out was a bad omen for the Cowboys. And you're right. I mean, there is absolutely no way people are sitting in the stands today. I'm looking at a live shot of Rich Orchard Park at Highmark Stadium. The only Highmark is where the snow is piling up.
You know what I would do? I would get there early and I would dig myself a little igloo.
That's what people are doing, Robin.
Yeah, I would dig myself a little igloo around me so all I had looking out was just a little hole.
Now, as long as there's not a lot of wind, you've been in snow. I've been in snow. The one thing about snow is there certain, is it insulating factor about
it? Yes,
yes. You sit in snow.
Because you're not wet.
And it's not good. Wet and it's cold. You know, it's dry snow and you're sitting there. You can stay warm and comfortable. It's not like it was in Kansas City the other night. I mean, that was... there's the difference. Kansas City's field has fossil fuels keeping it cool, keeping it warm underneath. Mm-hmm. They have an entire system of gas, and it wasn't for fossil fuels. Like they wouldn't have been able to play that game the other night. I didn't see any windmills making the players warm. I didn't see any solar panels keeping the players warm on the field, or even the Taylor Swift's little coochie up in the box.
Under their field, they have like a big-ass radiator.
It's a radiator, Robin.
No, I know.
It doesn't radiate. That's what they say in Philly and Jersey.
I'm saying it like Philly.
Yeah.
It's a radiator, but everybody... Wow. Thunder, thunder. Wouldn't it be our luck? We finally get back and
we get hit by a thunderstorm and it knocks power out and trees start falling.
Did you see how many incidents this building had while we were gone?
When we left, there were two instances of our automatic power backup machine having to automatically go into backup power.
Correct.
It is now January 15th, 120 times.
Yes.
120 times. Our emergency backup machine had to boot to keep this sumbitch on the air.
That is ridiculous.
No, that's a good job out of emergency power.
It's a good job that we got that thing, but it's ridiculous that this building has lost power 120 times.
It's an outrage, and I'm not going to stand for it. Anyway, Michael Irvin, good friend. We just talked to him a couple weeks ago, right? The Cowboys are riding high. But Michael yesterday, very pensive when he went up onto the roof deck and waxed disgusted about the Dallas Cowboys going down and going down extra, extra hard this time.
I watch every damn where, all across this country, all across the league, they stood up to defend their city and defend their team, except in the city that deserved it the most. Except the team that's most recognizable and deserved it the most. What do you do when all you have don't understand what they have? When I got here, I understood the men before me. They built the Dallas Cowboys. They made this America's team. They put a championship on the table before I got here. My job while I was here is to match what they have done to this. They built it. They handed it to me. Put my damn championship on the table. That's all we ask. Put your damn championship on the table and you couldn't do it. All the ass has got to go.
Wow. Aaron Rodgers listening right now, and he chimed in to try to console my good friend Michael Irvin.
Five letters here. R-E-L-A-X.
Exactly.
Relax.
Relax, Michael. Okay. Relax. It's always next year. Or the year after that. Or the year after that.
He and if you look up the video, it's all over social media. He didn't look as put together as he always does. I mean, he was pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's sitting in there watching what should have been. Cowboys were touchdown favorites at home where they haven't lost. Everybody knows the story. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. That was one of the most, you know, and I've seen the Cowboys lose year after year and lose in the first round. And I, you know, people make jokes about it. But that was the most improbable,
yeah,
unbelievable beatdown at home I have ever seen by any team. I've seen teams get blown out in the playoffs. I've seen the Eagles choke away NFC championship games, you know, when they went to like five in a row and didn't win and finally got to one and lost to Tom Brady in Jacksonville. But the bottom line is that was the most one-sided because the Cowboys, and it's obvious the guys at Fox and everybody were rooting for them. They wanted them to get back into the game. Yep. But the one thing is they couldn't stop. They couldn't stop the Green Bay Packers. With a bunch of rookies and second-year guys. That's what the most stunning part of that.
Dak shouldn't have pissed.
I know this is karma, Dak.
It's karma.
But don't worry, Cowboy fans.
Robin Juju.
Listen, there's always retribution. There's always a chance now. And I believe that the Dallas Cowboys, I think their fans will be happy in a couple of weeks. Because in a couple of weeks, you know what's going to happen, Robin, right up the road from us here in Southwest Florida. And that's Orlando. That's the Pro Bowl games. I believe Dak Prescott will be able to overcome and win the fan base, win Michael Irvin, win everybody in the Cowboys nation. I think they will all be rallying around Dak once again, once he goes out there and wins the MVP of the NFL Pro Bowl flag football game. When you take that trophy home and you get that sumbitch out there, I guarantee you there will be a parade in Dallas. They will hang a banner up there in the ring of honor as Dak Prescott will once again reign triumphant and get the MVP of the NFL Pro Bowl. Mark it down. This is Stone Cold Lock, Robin. Lock it in right now. If I could go to Vegas, baby, and Vegas! If I can go to Vegas early and bet on the Pro Bowl MVP, I would put all my money in the middle of the table on Dak Prescott to hoist the trophy as Pro Bowl Games MVP. And I'll be out there looking for you, Cowboy fans. I'll be looking for you in Las Vegas at the Super Bowl, too, in just a few short weeks.
I don't know if I've forgiven him yet, though, so I don't know if my juju will last throughout that the Pro Bowl.
But I'll say this.
Yes? You're going to say that was a very pregnant pause, Tony.
Playoffs?
Exactly. We're not talking about playoffs anymore, Jim. We're talking about the Dallas Cowboys. But anyway, they're warming up in out there on the field, throwing the football around. Obviously, there's very few seats that people are sitting in, but the field has been cleared. And that's all that matters, Robin. You got to let these gladiators play. You got to let the hungry dogs eat. You got to let your Buffalo Bills go out. TJ Watt today. So that's a huge loss for the Pittsburgh Steelers. One of the few guys that they have that can take over and shut down a team And that's why at this hour, I mean, it's still a 10-point game. They're 10-point favorites, the Buffalo Bills, at home against the Steelers. And so we'll see what happens. The over-under is going down. We'll keep the latest. I'll have people help me create my parlay. I got a bonus bet on my Hard Rock app today.
Ooh, Robert. Finally.
I got a $10 bonus bet, and it's burning my panties right now. I can't keep it inside my jock strap. I can't keep it in my thong. I can't keep it in my football, along with the chick down there in Atlanta, whose football is still.
Hey, Vasu, we're going to, I think I might have to
wait,
call
is that
you.
Vasu sitting on the line talking, but I can't hear him?
Yeah, but I think I might have to call him back because we have a bad connection. Vasu, can you hear me? No. Okay, I'm going to call him back.
I know my boy Andrew Siciliano is working hard right now with a beautiful suit. That's a nice suit in it. Isn't that a nice suit on Andrew?
Yo, that's nice.
On young Andrew Siciliano?
It's a three-piece suit.
It's real nice. He's got the vest in there. He's got that nice blue tweed going on in there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's a good look, Drew. That's my boy. That's my boy up there. I feel like a proud parent watching Andrew Siciliano. You know what I'm saying?
Do you feel that about all of your co-hosts?
Mostly women. I mean, when I see a woman that I
feel
helped,
like a parent?
No, I feel like that's my girl.
Oh. I was going to say, girl. You feel like a proud parent.
You know, and listen, I'm, as Joe Biden once said about Dr. Jill, I was 30, she was 15. I'm not quite that creepy.
Sometimes you are.
But there's been, when you're 30 and somebody's 15, that's a 15-year age difference.
I know.
And back when that's the case, you're a creep, you're a pedophile. But then when you're 40 and she's 25, is that as creepy? No.
I wonder if this works.
Are we going to go to the phones here, Rob?
Let's see. Hello?
Go to the phones.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Nope. Dan Quinn has scheduled interviews where? Red Lobster? Where? Orkin?
I know I've been saying this since last year. But we are about a week and a half away from having a new phone system.
We are, Robin?
Yes.
We're a week and a half away from being a week and a half away, ladies and gentlemen. And it's overcast up north here at Raymond James Stadium as they get ready on a cloudy day in Tampa Bay. The pirate ship will be rocking, so don't come a-knocking. Let's go about to the West Coast, ladies and gentlemen, where a man was sitting there yesterday watching the head coach of his Sacramento Kings whip out the old tablet and explain to the press in Sacramento, what's ever left of a press in Sacramento, why he got screwed and why the NBA is in complete disarray at this particular time. The great Vasu, Valedictory Party Guy. What's going on, Vasu?
Happy New Year. Glad to hear that you guys are both feeling better now. Mm-hmm. January 15th.
Thank you.
Nothing wrong with a little Happy New Year. I think you can say Happy New Year till the end of January, honestly.
I'll say Happy New Year till next New Year's Eve, good Lord willing, if I'm here.
Well, it couldn't have been a Happy New Year for me, Tony, more so to watch the Green Bay Packers, who I despise as a Chicago Bears fan, and my 7.5 points. Just tear apart the Dallas Cowboys yesterday. And then to watch the Detroit Lions win a playoff game, the NFC North represented.
Yep.
And the NFC North represented. And all I have to look forward to is the number one draft pick. But at least I made some money for the Chicago Bears. And at least I made some money on both the Rams and the Packers yesterday. And I'm not going to take your patent of stone cold lock.
You got a lock for me? I'm putting together I got a $10 bonus bet. Right now, and I need money. I want winners. I want winners, as someone once said.
I will give you a winner. I will
former
give
coach
you a
of your San Francisco 49ers.
The Pittsburgh Steelers will cover the 10 points today. And I know this is going to go against everybody in Philadelphia, but their defense is so bad. Tampa Bay Buccaneers will cover the 3 points against your Eagles tonight.
You may be right. I don't know what to expect. I know Jalen Hurts is going to play. Obviously, what's his face for the Buccaneers? Baker Mayfield is going to play. They're both banged up, and we'll see what happens. I have no thoughts on it. It's funny, the three writers at NBC Sports Philadelphia put together their pregame picks for this game tonight. All three of them, basically copied and pasted, sort of like the Claudine Gay, the former president at Harvard. They copied and pasted each other's predictions and all predicted the Eagles to lose 23-20. Talk about mailing it in. Mailing it in just like the Eagles have in the final stretch of the season. We're in the postseason, and all three guys had the exact same prediction, 23-20. What's the likelihood of that other than somebody doing a pick and then handing it to the next guy and handing it off to the next guy, and everybody picks 23-20? Is that the laziest journalism you've ever seen, man? That's embarrassing, man.
I've never seen the I don't know the NBC Sports Philadelphia people, but the fact is they're probably all disgusted from the last 6 out of 7 games that they're
Their job is to break games down beforehand and afterwards. And if you're just going to go copy and paste and just say, well, you know, the Eagles have been good and they've been bad. They were good early and then they're bad and they sucked. And so I think they're going to lose tonight. And then everybody's picking them to lose. Everybody had the Cowboys. How many people had the Green Bay Packers when they put that box up there where all the experts, the Hall of Famers, the former players, how many of them had the Green Bay Packers with even a chance in that game?
Zero.
Zero.
None. Except me. Nobody called me. They would have made a lot of money on me.
I need to get my Green Bay Packers song up there, Robin. Do you have that in the system? I love my Green Bay Packers.
Lil Wayne, go green and yellow. Go green and
yellow. Green and yellow, green and yellow. Anyway, this game's going to be interesting this afternoon and then tonight in Tampa Bay. So I like having football on a Monday. Doubleheader, man.
I do too.
It's a doubleheader. I ain't watching no NBA on MLK Day. They honor MLK so well that you know what they have? We know what MLK is? NBA and white sales at the stupid mall. It's an outrage. Oh, here, I pranked this up, Rob. Across the USA.
I love my Green Bay Packers. Who won the first Super Bowl ever played? I love my Green Bay Packers. Pity Chicago, Detroit, and Tampa Bay.
Throwing the bite.
They all come up as Lakers.
Exactly right.
We take our opposition and crunch them like they're crackers. That's why I love my Green Bay Packers.
Everybody now! I wish I was at Lambeau Field right now.
It still hurts, even though I'm a Bears fan, but at least I made some money. That's not. It still hurts, but that's okay. I get that. Hey, Happy New Year. I will see you guys in Vegas at some point.
Okay? Vegas, baby. Vegas!
Hey, you can teach me about Bollywood next time, too. The Bollywood I didn't know about from our last phone call.
I love Bollywood. You know that I'm a big Bhangra guy. I was pimping the Bhangra DJs long before anybody knew what Bhangra was,
way
man.
Way out of your time.
Damn
Lillard.
Right, man. I used way to play Bhangra on my show on Fox Sports Radio.
I remember.
Damn I right, remember. Man.
Well, happy right now, New Year. Your Villanova Wildcats. Right now, it's about your Villanova Wildcats. So, Happy New Year. I'll see you in Vegas. Let's talk before then, and I will see you in Vegas.
Vegas, baby! Vegas!
Exactly right, man. Exactly right.
Exactly right. Tony, we have so many texts. Everybody's so...
Is the text board blowing up, Robin, like the Cowboys defense yesterday?
Goodness gracious, so many people excited. Michael Irvin is channeling his inner Harry Mays. I'm not dealing with this today, and I'm pissed off.
Exactly right, man.
PW New Jersey again. Joe Quills, I had Green Bay +7 on my Thursday night Twitch stream. So...
Beautiful.
He was there. Penguin AZ... What up, Bruno, Miss Robin? How about them Packers? Yo, glad you're both back. Missed you. Go Pack. Go. I cashed out with the Packers also. Straight cash, homie.
I know. And you know, this shows you that I'm not a hater. Because I want to take some of the credit for putting the heebie-jeebies on the Cowboys. Because I was all over the Cowboys. I was betting Cowboys. I had like 17. I had a 17 teaser. Yeah. 17 way. I'm going to take credit for putting the Maloik, the jinx,
well,
the heebie-jeebies.
You had my back when Dak Prescott was being...
Exactly. I was there. I almost dropped Dak. Yeah. I could have done the Cowboy fans a favor and dropped Dak Prescott in his rookie season right there. Yep. And that was where? That was in...
You said it was in Houston.
It was in Houston. I could have dropped his ass right there.
Yeah. but you saved it
up. You know, in the MVP, up in the VIP. I was up in the VIP, and Dak Prescott disrespected Robin. I could have dropped his ass right there. And then I would have taken his boys and thrown them over the railing down three flights onto the dance floor, and the Cowboys would not have to endure 8 years of Dak Prescott underachieving despite putting up great stats, only to come up short once again.
And actually, if you think about what happened with Dak, he wasn't just disrespecting me, although he was incredibly rude.
He was disrespecting every woman on earth.
No, he was also disrespecting you.
Of course he was.
Yeah.
He knew it. But see, I've got great relationships with most of the real Cowboy champions. Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin. You think I care whether Dak Prescott knows me or likes me? No.
No.
Dak Prescott's nothing. Dak Prescott is a failed quarterback.
That is what I have been saying from day one.
Dak Prescott is not a superstar quarterback.
Nope.
He can put all the damn numbers up. Half those guys are going to leave. He's going to lose half his team now, and we'll see how they rebuild that thing. I told you, the Houston Texans are America's team now. The Dallas Cowboys are not only not America's team, they're not even Texas's team anymore. You say Texas's? You put a plural on Texas? They're not Texas's team.
I think it's apostrophe S. So Texas apostrophe.
They're no longer
Texas's
team. I need somebody to correct me on that. I need a
grammar specialist.
I need a pronunciation guy.
Well, if my mother weren't in Hawaii.
Hawaii. It's a good place to be.
Yes. I would call her and say, Mom, what is the possessive plural of Texas?
By the way, Andrew Siciliano just used the term discombobulated on the NFL Network. I don't know who that chick is down there in Tampa. She's got nice teeth, beautiful hair. Who is that chick on NFL Network right now?
Somebody will tell us, I'm sure.
She's clean. Don't get me wrong. Very clean. And that's the way I like them. You know what I'm saying?
You like it when they take showers, yes. It's always good.
That's fresh.
Let's go to somebody who has been absolutely fantastic in helping us keep on track. Whenever we need any information, he looks it up right away. He is the official looker-upper of TBSN. The
looker data, upper.
Yeah, the looker-upper. It rhymes with his name.
The great Stephen Luker.
Stephen Luker. The looker up
out there in Hemet, California, where all they have now to root for is what's left of the Warriors, the Sacramento Kings imploding, and of course the Lakers also getting old faster than Medusa at this particular hour, or Joe Biden, whichever is older.
Here's this answer: the possession form of Texas can be written as either Texas's or Texas. Both forms are considered acceptable, but the use of Texas is more common in modern usage.
There you have it.
See, because when you say America's team, you're pluralizing America, even though it's you have an apostrophe, right?
No.
It's right. America, that's apostrophe it. S on America's team?
Let's see. Americans.
I don't think
America. No, America's team. America's. When you write down, when the Dallas Cowboys were once, many, many decades ago, you know, accidentally referred to by NFL films as America's team.
Yes, because it's a possessive.
Exactly. Robin, I know my punctuation.
Yes, because you're not pluralizing. There's not more than one America.
There's one America. Well, there used to be one America, not anymore. And by the way, is there still a One America News Network, or is that thing off the air, that turd?
Well, because if you say the Americas, as in Northern and Southern,
exactly,
then it's no apostrophe. It's just S.
Exactly.
The Americas.
See what you learn on this show?
See, I got it. I got to figure it out.
So the Cowboys are not only not America's team anymore.
No.
They're not even Texas's team. Because that's, you know, it's like when some people go out in the morning and they have that first meal of the day.
They break their fast?
No, they go out for what? What's the first meal of the day when people go like to a diner, Robin?
Breakfast.
I know people who say breakfasts.
Oh, breakfast.
I'm going to go out and have a good breakfast. It's just like Texas's. I'm going to have to go to AJ in San Antonio are official. Now, he's a Cowboy fan, but I'm sure now that his Texas Rangers were the only team in the Metroplex to actually win a championship and win the World Series, that he is ready, I believe, to disavow any future involvement in the Dallas, Texas organization. I think he's pretty much given up on Dak, and I think he's now going to join the rest of America in saying that the Texas...
Are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm just worried about the rain. It's coming down. Did we close the windows, Robin?
Yes. But Stephen Luker, before he leaves...
Oh, he's still... Now, Stephen...
He's still there, and we need to thank him because he sent us something off of our Amazon wish list again. So he sent two items off of our wish list, and we can't thank him enough. And he doesn't need to do that because he's one of the employees. But hey, if you too would like to send us a Amazon wish list item, please feel free. Go to... Tony Bruno Sports Network.
Are we still pimping for people to help provide the programming financing? Well, we're not NPR. We do have some tote bags left over, some green tote bags.
But it's just like also fun stuff. It's on TonyBrunoSportsNetwork.com. Scroll all the way to the bottom of the front page, and the link to the Amazon wish list is on there.
Beautiful. Stephen. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.
Now, Stephen, who do you like in this Buffalo-Pittsburgh game this afternoon?
Honestly, I feel it's going to be Buffalo, even though the game was supposed to be Sunday. The game was originally scheduled for Sunday, and then they just pushed it to Monday.
Right, they had to clear the field. Anybody who was saying that they should have played the game, they couldn't play the game. The only other option was to move it to Cleveland. They were talking about it, but Cleveland's weather isn't exactly great right now.
Yeah, and Kansas City had the same kind of weather as Buffalo had, and they cleared it up, and they played in Kansas City with that game.
Yeah, but Kansas City doesn't get the kind of snow that Buffalo does. Buffalo gets the lake effect.
Right.
I mean, when it comes off the lakes up there, but the good thing about places like Buffalo and Minnesota and places that are used to clearing snow almost every day and every night and treating the roads, they know how to handle it. But what Buffalo got over the weekend,
right.
I mean, that was a blizzard. That wasn't just normal snow where they can clean it out. And so all the people who are going crazy about go out and play, that's ridiculous. They couldn't have played there. They're going to have a hard night. Now, the field will be clear, but the fans can't go in and watch it. But you know what? If you're a fan, are you going to risk driving into a parking lot, which is probably still buried in snow? You're just going to watch it at home. That's what you do.
Yeah, but you let the Buffalo Bills fans jump on tables and stuff, but you don't play a game in that heart of the storm. You notice that? It's weird.
Yeah, but it'll cushion the jump. And when people are jumping off the second level in Buffalo, and I'm not recommending that because people could die, but at least when there's that much snow, it will cushion the fall.
No,
I'm not saying jump on the off the deck. Don't go to the upper deck. No.
No.
People die doing that stuff.
Because there's still really hard stuff underneath that snow.
It's not suitable for home usage at all times. Please do not try this at home. No. Your discretion is advised.
I wouldn't mind, though. I wouldn't mind going there and those long half tubes where they're clearing the snow out. And then
take your shirt off and then slide down. All the, yeah.
I don't know if I'd take my shirt off.
Now, the family that owns the Buffalo Bills, the Pegulas, they're one of the richest families on earth. And people have been criticizing them for paying volunteers $20 an hour to go out there and do that. I think that's a ripoff. You can't go out there for $20 an hour.
Why not?
It should be $100 an hour.
No.
Yes. You could kill yours $20 an hour. There are kids who won't even clear the sidewalk for $20 an hour. These lazy bastard kids, these teenagers, you think they're going to take $20 an hour to go clear your sidewalk?
They had people waiting in line to be able to do that.
Because they're getting paid. And because it's a civic duty. It's their civic duty. Those fans are more valuable than any of the horseshit politicians up there, like Kathy Hochul, who can't even keep her mouth shut. Her big horse teeth are so big. God, they keep on electing these really unimpressive people. Anyway, we're going to take a break. Thank you, Stephen. I got to put together my free bonus, $10 bonus pick on my Hard Rock app. I'm looking for some help. So you can text the text line, 844-644-TONY. Help me put together my parlay. Uncle Tony needs money.
Show me.
Because he's flat ass broke. Broke AF, as they say. And we got a storm coming. There's a storm coming. You know what I'm saying? We'll
right
send
back.
This out to all the people in Seattle who've been
We're
told not
late,
to,
so.
Not the told all the people in Seattle have been told don't turn your heat up, even though it's really cold because we don't have enough fossil fuels to keep you warm this winter time. Congratulations! Now go out there and go protest and take your shirt off and stop block a road in Seattle. Meanwhile, we're coming right back. Tony Bruno, Miss Robin. It's the Tony Bruno Sports Network on Monday, the 15th, yo.
Once you dig in, you'll find you coming out the other side.
It is the final countdown, ladies and gentlemen. It's Monday. We're back and better than ever. It's not, we got thunder here. We may not make it. Waited all the first time I've actually been in this studio since December 23rd, I believe, right?
Yeah, I've been back. I had to come back in right after we got back from and I came up from my deathbed. You have not been back. This is the first time.
I know. I haven't even been over the Cape Coral Bridge in the last 3 weeks. And that saved considerable amount of tolls because it's like $2 every time you go over that something.
Now, I know most of the people here have been paying attention on social media so that they know exactly what happened. But I got COVID first. And so I was down for the count when we first came back. You had already gotten some kind of a chest cold.
Right.
But you kept
sinus infection.
Yeah. But you kept testing negative. I tested positive and I was down for 3 days. I took ivermectin.
Thank God for, I want to thank my buddy out in Seattle for the ivermectin. Ugh. Without ivermectin, I would have been sick for another week.
Yep.
One ivermectin pill. And all of you, I like Jimmy Kimmel, and he knows what he's talking about. Yeah. And Stephen Colbert with his dancing hypodermic needles on TV at night. Those guys really know. And Mina Kimes and all the ESPN talking heads who are mad that Aaron Rodgers has his opinions. They're all wrong. Yeah. All of these people have been proven wrong, and yet they don't have the balls or anything to admit that they're wrong. They're still going to tell you that they were right about the vaccines and the vaccine side effects millions of people have gone through.
So ivermectin worked for myself. And then your chest cold got worse, became a sinus infection. You went in, you got antibiotics. You still weren't feeling good. On Sunday, I was like, you know what? This is just weird. Let me just give you a test. And sure enough, Mr. Bruno tested positive for COVID, which didn't really mean much as far as the illness itself is concerned. But you had a high fever and you were already sick with a sinus infection and you were coughing. You were coughing horribly, which was not part of COVID. That was part of the sinus infection.
Exactly.
And so Monday, you're like, you know, this is just, it's hurting. Like you had a really bad pain in your chest. So the doctor said, just to be careful, why don't you go down to emergency, get a chest x-ray, make sure that it's not pneumonia.
Right. Because that's the biggest concern for people, you know, senior citizens especially.
And that was the day I had come back into the studio to do a bunch of new like programming. And I was trying to, I had so much work to make up. Still didn't get to it because Tony Bruno called me, says I had to go down to the hospital. So took you to the hospital. You had the x-ray. Everything there was normal. But they said, you know what? We do see swelling in your lungs. And just to help you from coughing so much and the pain in your chest from coughing, we're going to give you some prednisone for the swelling. Mm-hmm. And we're giving you these new type of cough. They're called pearls. There's something
I don't know what they are. They're little like they look like little vitamin E. You know, remember the little vitamin E capsules that you would get?
But they're benzo.
Yeah, they're cough pearls.
Right, and they're little pearls. But those suckers work great. However, we have discovered that Mr. Tony Bruno, does not do well with prednisone. You were
Oh, I was a zombie. I was completely out. Plus, I didn't take my other medications. So don't mix medications. The problem that I have with Big Pharma, that Joe Biden, apparently he beat Big Pharma. He doesn't even know where he is today. He's in Philadelphia for the 17th consecutive day because he's so worried about Pennsylvania.
He makes it another day because of Big Pharma. That man is...
Exactly. Yeah.
But be careful out there. Prednisone can help a lot of people, but we did not know this. I certainly did not know this, that it is not just causes insomnia. Tony was walking the walls. He was up for like 48 hours straight and couldn't even sit down practically. And you had mood swings. Like they were uncontrollable. Nothing violent. Just put that out.
No, I didn't like, I wasn't like Cowboy fans breaking their $100 TVs and making it look like they did some damage.
You had raging anger at everything and it didn't make sense. And that was scary to see you go through that.
I felt like the Incredible Hulk when Mark Ruffalo turns into the Incredible Hulk and then goes back to being basically a wussified wimp in real life. But anyway, let's get it back to the games here, right?
I feel bad for people that have to have prednisone every single day. Like, I mean,
luckily they only gave me like the 5-day supply, but it was like 50 milligrams
of
one pill
per day, 50 milligrams per day. And we found out afterwards that that's a really high dose.
Exactly. So don't take any of that crap.
Dude.
Just get yourself some ivermectin. Don't get the vaccines.
No.
Don't do Paxlovid. I love the Paxlovid ads. You got COVID? Get Paxlovid. And then the people on those commercials are paid actors.
Yeah.
They can't even get real patients to do Paxlovid commercials.
Why would you pay for a drug that is the same company that got the vaccine that didn't work? Like, I guess maybe I'm just like so.
Because people are sheep. The people who are against big government, which is most logical people, and I've been that way my entire life.
I'm just jaded. I'm so jaded now.
I am too.
I'm just really jaded.
When people screw you over, you don't keep coming back and say, give me more.
Yeah.
Hit me again, Daddy. Hit me again. Punish me more.
I'm all for the vaccines that are actual vaccines.
Yes.
The polio vaccines, the MMR, like the ones that were pre-1990-ish, 94, because that's when your childhood between myself, me and my children, they were between 8 and 16 vaccines for them before the age of 10. Do you know how many vaccines there are for a child before the age of 10 now? Since 1995-ish?
I know. Can we get Dr. Fauci on the phone out of his deathbed where he should be?
72 vaccines.
72.
And oftentimes these vaccines are given like 8-9 at a time. And we're now finding out more and more and more that, one, these vaccines are not necessary. Two, when you give that many all together, it screws these little babies' bodies up. We should not be doing this. Anyway, my little soapbox. We should go to a break real quick again.
Why? We're good here, Robin. Yeah. Nobody's telling us to break.
Well, I just want to keep on track this time because you know what I want to do though?
What?
I want to give a major, major shout out.
To who?
To Sean Keating in Hatfield, PA.
Love Sean Keating. He's out at Hatfield. You know what they make out there, right? Scrapple, bacon. Hatfield bacon when you see it.
Oh,
Hatfield scrapple. That's quality pork product out there.
Well, he sent me something. He texted me saying that he was getting ready to send it to me. He thought I would really enjoy it. He was going through some old stuff in, I think he said, his parents' house or something. And he found an old lithograph of a Dutch artist that had been translated into English. But it looks like it's a very famous Dutch artist called Anton Piet, but I don't think it is.
Who?
But I need to do more research on this one because
that could be one of those finds. We may have to go to the, what's that show on? When we go to Vegas, you know where we have to go. We have to take that out to the pawn guys, the pawn stars. You know, I got a guy that I can call in and we'll see what that's worth. We got to do one of those, Robin. We have to go to that pawn place in Las Vegas. You know the one with the show with Chumlee and those guys?
Uh-huh.
And he says, you know, the best I can do is like $3.
But this is so cool. this is it looks like Dutch cartoon characters on skating with old-fashioned skates. I think it looks like it might be from like the early 1900s, late 1800s. It's colorized, but it has a windmill, but then it also has a pilgrim with an American Indian. So I think it might be like the Dutch people that came over to the United States.
Those colonizers?
Yes.
Yeah. But by the way, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah. That's got to be worth maybe millions of dollars, Robin. That may be our meal ticket.
Sean Keating might be. He might say,
by the way, I have breaking news, and this is real news. Ooh. And I think this is cause to celebrate, ladies and gentlemen. The breaking news story and TMZ has it.
Luigi!
No, not Luigi. Luigi's not here today. But the breaking news, Robin, is Hulk Hogan, who was recently baptized. Remember you saw that? He was in a lake or something, and he was getting baptized with his new wife. He saw a car wreck. I'm not making this up. According to TMZ, Hulk Hogan helped rescue a woman involved in a bad car accident. How amazing is that? I mean, it was 35 years ago on this day that Hulk Hogan dumped both the Brain Busters in the Royal Rumble. Yeah, I think Nick Cale actually paid for that or was there.
This was a rollover. The car flipped on the highway.
And he accidentally had on one of those tearaway shirts, and he ripped it off and went there and overturned the car. That's why he's Hulk Hogan, Robin. That's why Hulkamania is still running wild here in Southwest Florida.
It was a teenager. I'm looking at the car, and it was upside down. It was on its, like, flipped over. And he had to puncture the teenager's airbag. The airbag had to deploy to get her out of the car.
Was that here in Florida? I like this one. Jaws of Life showed up, and Hogan was like, "No, brother, I got this." Wow. Hulkamania, baby, it's running wild. Right, we have to take a break now. We're top of the hour, Robin. Was she a Hulkamaniac, though? That's the question. Was he in the NWO show? Yeah, he was. There's an actual picture of him standing there with his wife, I guess, his girlfriend, his wife, whomever, and he's got an NWO shirt on. That's staying true to the brand. Talk about for the brand. Hulk Hogan, man. He really is a great American hero, is he not?
He is. That's pretty cool.
Don't call the fake Hulk Mark Ruffalo. You call the real Hulk Hulkamaniac. Hulkamania is running wild.
Luckily,
baby.
Nobody was seriously injured. He helped the teenager get out of the car before, you know, because you're always worried about a car leaking gas and catching on fire or something like that. But everything was good, and he saved the day.
And now you got idiots on the internet, which is probably like 75 to 80% of the people on there are saying that it's fake. He didn't really do it. Really?
Well, that car accident looks pretty damn real.
Let me see that tootsie roll. To the left.
We'll be right back after station identification.
Along the Tony Bruno Sports Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been waiting, and now it's here. TBSN, the Tony Bruno Sports Network.
Make some noise!
Tune in at 7 a.m. and hear Pete Shepard till 10, and then Defoe and Luby from 10 a.m. till noon, and then the man himself, Tony Bruno, and the Tony Bruno Show starts at 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Martinez and company from 6 p.m. to 8, and we've got more to come. The Tony Bruno Sports Network. Download the app, tell your friends, the game is on. TBSN.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Wooly Bully, yo. Tony Bruno, Miss Robin, it is the Tony Bruno Sports Network, live, local, and late breaking. Weather's bad everywhere, so be careful out there. The weather's fine in Buffalo.
Yeah, the parking lot is now, there's no part of the concrete showing. It's all underwater.
Oh, here, you mean in Buffalo or here in Florida?
No, here in Florida.
What's the temperature, though, Rob? What's the temperature outside?
Let's see. I will go to my handy-dandy little... It is 62.
Well, it's dropped.
Yeah, it has.
74 earlier today. It's getting a little too chilly for me. I had to turn the heat on the other day just for a couple minutes to get the chill out of the air. People think it's easy down here, Rob. It may look easy, but it's hard, as Michael Vick once said. Even my boy Harry Mays on X... No, he's not doing X right now, but he says a $12 billion industry has to rely on fans working for $20 an hour to shovel snow out of a 70,000-seat stadium so they can play a playoff game. How does this make sense? I agree, Harry. But there are people who would do it for free.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
No, because it's an experience. You know, I mean, it's like there's people.
You know that it snows every winter. It's not like Philadelphia where it hasn't snowed in like 700 and something days.
They don't have to do this much. They don't have to do this every year. Like it's.
Yes, they do.
At some point, every single year.
Every single year, there's a game in Buffalo, especially late in the season, where they have snow and people go out and shovel the snow. They've been doing it forever. The people up there are the people up there. Or not even Nordic
Tony,
stock.
It's kind of like going and picking apples or berries. It's one of those events. Like we did it. We went and we picked berries. We paid to pick our own berries.
Exactly. Well, you know, what's his name up there? The big fat guy in New York State, the congressman.
Uh-huh.
He says, you know, we need all these illegal immigrants to come in so they can pick our rotting vegetables in the fields.
Isn't that nice?
Has he been out in a vegetable field lately? You know what I'm saying?
It's almost all automated. But my point is, it's kind of one of those, that's one of those experiences.
Not all automated. You need people to pick and plant. But
it's an experience that it's ends up being fun, even though technically it's a job. So just like picking berries where you pay to go do that, at least now they're getting $20 to do it. And they're having fun doing it.
Well, even Stevie Van Zandt has checked in, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. But the seat situation in Buffalo is not cool, pun intended. If the owners somehow can't afford it, the league should have sent a cleanup crew. The fans deserve better than this.
I disagree.
I do too.
I think this is an experience. If they end up paying to get it done, all those people who look forward to having this pee part of their, you know, yearly experience with friends and family and throwing snowballs and getting to slide down the slides and doing all that, and now they're getting paid $20 an hour, which they used to do it completely for free, they wouldn't get that experience. They don't want
exactly. This is part. It's like why it's Lambeau Field is a special place. Yeah. Lambeau Field is a special place, even when it's not freezing. I mean, it's one of those places you go to. You have to go to.
I bet you if the owner said, you know what, we'll pay to have the snow removed, the fans would be upset. They were like, no, we love this experience. We don't take this away from us.
By the way, I mentioned the German situation earlier, and you know the Germans always make good stuff, Robin. There's a massive buildup in Germany as thousands of farmers, supported by truckers, have begun to push to Berlin. Ich nein bei der Berliner. What did the JFK say?
Ich bin ein Berliner, which means I am from Berlin.
Exactly right.
But
this is what happened. Huge. Let me finish the story quickly, Robin. So the farmers, hundreds of thousands marching toward Berlin today, the largest demonstration to date, and they are now blocking the warehouses of Lidl, Amazon, and all of these other places that they need to bring the food to distribute. And then we had a cargo ship that was actually hit with a missile today, with all American cargo ship hit by a missile today.
That was in the Red Sea, right?
In the Red Sea, yes. But it's okay, though. Everything's going to be all right. And I hope it is. When you don't go out and bury these cockroaches, we have to have the what is the term that they use? The measured response. Mm. A measured response against people who are trying to wipe people off the face of the earth. A measured response by people who are trying to stop maritime stuff from moving around through the Red Sea by Houthi rebels. Absolute scum of the earth people who should be eradicated from the face of the earth. But we shoot like 57 missiles and kill 5 of these terrorists. Mm-hmm. A measured response. You gotta absolutely go. It's scorched earth at this point, Robin. Scorched earth on these suckers.
I think,
and I don't mean innocent people. I mean these pirates and these people who are, you know, taking over ships.
Just here the problem is that Hamas, the Houthi rebels, all these, they hide behind innocence.
Yep.
They hide behind women and children, and thinking that, and this has happened in the past, where they're like, well, if we do this, then they're not going to retaliate. And I think that they miscalculated. I think that this last time, October 7th, what Hamas did was so atrocious that I'm included, said, and the Israeli government said, we can no longer turn the other cheek.
I know. I don't want to get into that.
No,
again.
But I'm just
saying. I'm just saying that that's something that's going on. I'm talking about the blockade of ships and people who need these supplies all over the world. And then we'll be mad when their Temu bag doesn't show up.
Right. Yeah, it's but in Germany, the government is trying to get rid of farmers. They want everything to be run by the government. And that, I mean, if you don't think that that's true, then you have your head in the sand. And farmers have finally stood up. They've said, enough is enough. You guys cannot get rid of us. You need farmers for your food supply, and we're not going to put up with being eradicated bit by bit by bit. And unless we do this now and stand together as one, and so it's the farmers, it's the truckers, it's the firefighters, it's police officers, all of these blue collar workers are standing up for the farmers. And I don't think that the German government quite expected this to happen. And this is not, it's the world order. It's the new world order that's trying to do everything, and they're trying to make it happen in Europe first, and they're doing it subtly here as well. I mean, you know that the largest state for pork farming is what state is that?
Here in the United States?
Yes.
North Carolina.
You saw this happen. And they...
Hang on. It's a touchdown.
Uh-oh.
It's another touchdown. Dalton Kincaid, as I mentioned, the white tight ends in Buffalo are simply the best white tight ends in the National Football League. So George Pickens of the Steelers turns the ball over, completed catch, goes down, the ball pops loose. They had a long review of it. The play was reviewed, and Josh Allen doing what a great quarterback does. First play after getting the turnover, where is he from? His own 30-yard line, throws a dart to Dalton Kincaid in the end zone, and it is now 13-0 pending the extra point. That's his first reception since week three, and the extra point is good, 14-0. Your team, your town, your Buffalo Bills, and I would like to thank the Pittsburgh Steelers, the people riding the incline, all of the folks having Primanti Brothers sandwiches on this cold winter's day up in the Three Rivers area.
I've yet to experience one.
You haven't been to Pittsburgh, Robin.
No, I know. It's an
outrage. Matter with you?
Well, it's your fault.
My fault?
So let me get you back to, just really quick, because I'm going to explain this.
Going back to farmers here?
We're going to go back
to the farmers in the Dell. I got to keep up to date on the score. It's 14-0, Robin.
I agree.
Dalton Kincaid just made it, just went around the post. Not the skinny post, the straight post.
The straight post.
And let's be honest right now. Josh Allen is the best quarterback in the National Football League. You can take your Dak Prescott's. You can take your Brock Purdy's. You can take all of these suckers. Josh Allen is the best quarterback in the National Football League. Mark it down.
Mark it down. So,
by the way, one other quick story on football. The Los Angeles Chargers have just announced on their Twitter feed, their X feed, that they have completed an interview today with Jim Harbaugh to potentially become the head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. So there you have it. So Jim Harbaugh, as we all expected, was going to get a lot of interviews. So he's already gone out to Los Angeles because the weather's not bad there either. And they got talent out there. So they're going to make a coaching change. People are talking about who's going to be the Cowboys coach. They haven't fired their coach yet. And I don't even know if they will. Jerry Jones is going to sleep on this a couple of nights.
I felt that one. Did you feel that one?
You don't hear us. We're not going Mike Florio and hiding under the desk here.
No.
Like that absolute panty waste, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk.
No, we're not.
Wait a minute, Steve from Detroit just mentioned, when is there going to be a show, Miss Robin Austin? Have you lost electricity in Detroit, Steve?
We are on.
We are on in the air everywhere. Now, listen, my voice is starting. I need to get some lozenges, Robin. Maybe I pushed it too hard. Trying to do 7 hours in one day in my first day back, Robin.
Perhaps.
I'm a little congested, too.
Are you sure you're not looking at an old... How long ago was that post?
This post was 2 minutes ago, Robin. Can it get any fresher than
that's
that?
Pretty fresh. That's pretty
I think 2 minutes is 2 minutes.
But let me get it back to pork.
Let's get it back to pork products.
This pisses me off, Tony Bruno, because people aren't paying attention to this, and they need to be. We need to be voting like our future depends on it.
Voting on what? Nobody's voting on pork.
No.
I mean, the caucuses in Iowa
are
today.
But this is what they have allowed to happen. Our government has allowed this to happen, and this should not be allowed. So, pork.
The other white meat, of course.
North Carolina, the largest pork producers in the United States, and actually, I think the world. And they had the most independent small pork farm.
Yep. And RFK Jr. was down there today.
Right.
Reminding people of that.
So, Smithfield.
Smithfield,
a very large pork producer, big corporate, they lowered pork prices so much so that it took small farms out of business they couldn't afford, and then they bought up all these little farms until they were huge. They're just, Smithfield is a huge conglomerate. And then what did they do? They sold more than 50% of Smithfield to a Chinese firm.
Exactly.
So now China
exactly.
owns almost all the pork farming in the United States, in the world.
That's why I can't find any good scrapple anymore. I got to go back east to get scrapple.
We should not be allowing our food sources to be bought out by foreign places, especially.
Robin, are you running for office? Are you going to be involved in the Iowa caucus tonight?
It makes me angry.
I know. It pisses me off when bacon's $8 a pound. By the way, Pittsburgh almost had another turnover. Still 14-0, and they're in the first quarter, and they're waving the shovels in Buffalo and throwing the snow up in the air. Like they really don't care. Hands up. Hands up. By the way, there's even more disturbing news, and I'm not here looking for disturbing news. It finds me. There's now a report, not pork or beef or anything else related or politics related, or maybe it is somehow, but there's now a report. We told you about the American cargo ship that was hit by a missile in the Red Sea. You have a situation. And it's not even in the Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer. But apparently there's been an attack from Iran today. And so there it is. You keep giving them more money. You keep saying, oh, we're going to put you back in the Iran nuclear accords. And you keep telling these people that they're okay and we're going to have to trust them. And you never can trust them and you never will.
Don't. I seem to recall a very recent when they quote unquote paid Iran back for something or another. They gave them I don't know how many millions of dollars, and then we asked, how do we know that all this money is not?
Oh, just trust us.
They
don't
said,
trust
oh no,
us.
We're tracking it. We're oh, tracking yeah, the money. Yeah, yeah. We're tracking it. And like, what are you going to do once you've given the money to them? It's going to you're gonna take it back somehow, right?
That's the problem. Just be honest with the people. We pay taxes. We just want the basic services. Give us roads. Give us police protection. And give us beer and wine. That's all we want. By the way, California now on another new law. Did you see this one today, Robin?
No.
They are now going to start. And they were doing this when I was in L.A. Mm-hmm. Used to bring your bottles back. Remember yes. they had those outside of supermarkets?
You could get.
You bring your glass bottles or your plastic bottles. You put it in as a little conveyor belt.
You had to pay a deposit.
Correct.
As an additional price on top of your wine bottle.
Like 5 cents on a bottle of soda.
And then when you brought it back, then you would get that. You could collect 5 cents or 10 cents. Or
yeah,
whatever.
But they would give you a little receipt. And right. then you'd go into the Ralph's or the supermarket right. out there. And then you use it to buy groceries, which is smart.
Yeah.
And people would go out on the streets and pick up bottles.
Yeah,
put them in bags and go in and make some money.
Yeah.
So that's smart. But now California is going to start putting... A surcharge on bottles of wine, alcohol, and beer, and they're going to charge you for it, and then you're going to have to go back and bring it back to get your money back. Now you've seen what's going on in the streets; they just people just throw stuff all over the place. But maybe this is good.
Maybe it'll make people clean up after themselves, or at least clean up after.
Or at least
people.
Make extra money. Yeah. Go pick up the bottles and cans, and mm-hmm. instead of throwing them on the sidewalk, bring them back. But the problem with a lot of those machines, because I used to do it all the time.
I know, because you're a cheap bastard.
No, I'm not a cheap bastard, because my former French girlfriend, she had a young son, and he wanted to recycle.
Yes, yes.
So we would go around and pick up bottles. We had our own bottles and cans, because we drank a lot of wine. You know what I'm saying? Oui, oui.
Oui,
oui. Oui or no? Oui, oui. And so we would collect the bottles and cans, put them in bags, and then go to Ralph's. And then put them in the little machine and watch the money come back. And then I would give him the money so he could save it. A cheap bastard. They charge you. They're stinking. They charge you for the bottles. So why not get the money back? I don't do it. I had a young man learning. He's probably a millionaire right now because of Tony Bruno's teachings of how to recycle and save the planet. Not storm into some political event and start screaming, climate action now.
Now, Tony Bruno, Dean is checking in saying, hey, Robin, I think Tony's pushed it too much. How about more of your lovely voice and less of Tony's?
Well, Robin's talking about pork products and shit. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to break it down. Meanwhile,
I'm looking for a lozenge, Tony.
By the way, it has happened, ladies and gentlemen. Pass to Cook. Ball is, I don't know. He didn't get a first down. That's what happened. I thought there was a turnover. So it's 4th and 14. I thought Josh Allen threw an interception. But Micah Fitzpatrick playing well. And so Buffalo's going to punt on 4th and 14. Final 2 minutes of the first quarter. First quarter is taking forever. And Buffalo is up 14-0. They're punting it away. And the Steelers will get the ball inside their 10-yard line around the 7 as they take over down 14-0 in Buffalo in the first quarter. Field's in good shape. The fans are having fun. And the good thing is when something good happens, they're throwing ball, the snow up in the air, not onto the field. So that's fun. That's people having fun watching sports,
exactly.
Robin. And that's what it's supposed to be about. You know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, what else is going on here, Robin?
Let me see. I'm disappointed in our listeners, Tony Bruno.
Why? It's not their job to listen and call in.
Not one single new fan called in, and I know they're out there. They just are intimidated by the. I mean,
no, they're watching playoff football and a big pass to the big tight end. Is that Freiermuth? Oh, and he fumbles it, and the Bills have the football. Was he down by contact? I think it was Big Pat Freiermuth. He may have been inbounds when he recovered it. Pat Freiermuth, with a nice pass from Mason Rudolph, catches it, starts running down the left sideline. And I like Mason Rudolph. He's a good-looking man. And I can say that as a confident heterosexual male. So now let's see what happens. So Freiermuth catches it. Oh, it pops out before he goes down. It pops out. And the ball stays in bounds, and the Buffalo Bills recover it. So things are going to hell for your Pittsburgh Steelers. And that was a clear fumble and a clear force out. Jordan Poyer there, and they get the ball back. Big play for the Pittsburgh Steelers, turns into a turnover, and Buffalo gets the ball back up 14 as the first quarter winds down up there at Orchard Park, New York. 1:08 left. They're reviewing it now. And now the officials are going to make a decision. Does he have possession before somebody touches the ball out of bounds? That's what they're deciding right now. And they're challenging the ruling on the field. The ruling apparently was that the ball was not recovered in bounds by the Buffalo Bills. It was Benford. Benford went down low. The ball pops out of Freiermuth. And then it's still in the field of play. And now the Buffalo Bill player who goes down and recovers it, the ball's still in play, clearly in the field of play, bouncing around, but the Buffalo Spectre, not Phil Spectre, not Arlen Spectre, Spectre gets the ball and then rolls out of bounds. The question is, does he have possession and is he in bounds long enough for the turnover to count? If not, it'll stay Pittsburgh ball. So Spectre gets it. Now I want to see it from another angle here. Oh, we got lightning again outside, Robin.
Oh,
we got thunder
close.
And lightning.
That was a close one.
Yeah, it was really a big flash out there. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here for you today. We are risking life and limb. We are risking severe flooding. I'm going to watch it again. It looked in bounds when you look at it the first time. The ball is clearly in bounds after Freiermuth coughs it up. And it's actually like a good yard in bounds. But then when Spectre comes in, not Spectre, of course, from James Bond. Wasn't Spectre. It's S-P-E-C-T-R-E. Spectre is the bad guys in the James Bond movies, right? But this is Spectre, as in Phil Spectre or Arlen Spectre, for all of you vast right-wing smoking gun. What was it in Texas? What did they call that thing? Zapruder film fans?
Yeah.
The ruling is that he is out of bounds, and it stands as called. Buffalo will be charged with a timeout, and the Pittsburgh Steelers maintain possession. So that's a big break there for the Buffalo, for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Freiermuth gets stripped, ball pops out, and trying to get it, the Bills' defensive back got the ball but was out of bounds, so it goes back to the Steelers. Huge break there because they're in a position to get blown right out of the stadium. So they get the ball, meanwhile, at their own 41-yard line, final minute of the first quarter in Buffalo. Steelers trying to get back into this game and hang tough with the final minute to go. And a minute in the first quarter that's taken forever to play. I don't even know if the night game will kick off before this game is over up in Buffalo. In Orchard Park, to be exact, Robin. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can't take a lozenge and talk, though. So, I mean, the game's been, 113 yards for the Bills, 81 for Pittsburgh. It's not like Pittsburgh's been completely shut down, but the Bills have 7 first downs, and the Steelers only have 3, and it's 14-0, and that could have been a backbreaker, but now good runs by the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they got a first down, and they're moving the football here, and probably will not get off another play before the first quarter comes to an end. And yes, I'm doing live play-by-play, watching the television, Robin. Do not try this yourself at home. Especially if it's cold outside, you got thunder and lightning claps. Let's go to a man who understands all of this, the great John from Mayfair, the Mayfair section of Philly, where he's anticipating the construction to start on the Roosevelt Boulevard subway. John, how are you, buddy?
Hello?
I don't hear him, Robin.
I don't either.
Where is John?
John, if you can hear us, we're going to call. I'm going to call you right back. I don't know what happened.
Exactly. So end of the first quarter, 14-0 Buffalo, but Pittsburgh right back in it after that turnover, which could have been a disaster, but they get the ball back. So we'll keep it right here, as they like to say. And then we'll get out of here in a half an hour. But be careful out there. No matter where you are in this country, it's wintertime. You know, we're getting a lot of rain here, and that's what happens in the winter in Florida because it doesn't snow here. But they did. There were some flurries up north. There he is. Is John back? John, are you out there breaking ground for the much anticipated, since 100 years in the making, the Roosevelt Boulevard subway? Because let's be honest, when you have a public transit system like SEPTA, where people are getting shot day and night, we need to build a subway on the Roosevelt Boulevard when most of the people who used to live in the Northeast don't live there anymore, and there are virtually no shopping centers or anything else that these people would utilize to get into the city from the Northeast. Am I correct as a man who lives up in that part of the city of Philadelphia?
And Tony, not to mention, and by the way, Happy New Year. I know it's a little too old to say that.
No, it's not. It's never too old or never too late.
Not to mention, Tony, 95% of the people living in this city are afraid to get on a SEPTA bus or a train. So I have no idea what that, you know, you could probably enlighten me, excuse me for my voice. You could probably enlighten me. That tunnel is halfway built. Is that correct, Tony?
It's not really a tunnel. It's basically where the Roosevelt Boulevard goes underground. So it's not that there's a tunnel system. The people who want this built, and I get public transportation, it's important. But the population base, nobody's going onto the subway to go into Center City, Philadelphia, like they used to do back in the day. You know, when they would take a bus or they would go on the boulevard, they go on Frankfurt Avenue, get the bus, go to the L and get on that and go into Center City, Philadelphia to go to work. Or they would take, you know, the high speed rails. I mean, the SEPTA, you know, the buses that the rails that run along the river that go all the way to Trenton, New Jersey, and then go all the way into Center City, Philadelphia. So I don't understand. I don't understand why the city of Philadelphia, which has no money to fix anything, is going to spend millions and billions of dollars to build a subway system on the Roosevelt Boulevard that there doesn't appear to be. And I know there's this one guy who's getting paid. It's a guy from New York in town, and he's on Twitter 24/7 telling we need to build the Roosevelt Boulevard. There's obviously this guy's a grifter, and he's trying to latch on to money from the highest paid executive in the city of Philadelphia, who's the woman who runs SEPTA. The woman who runs SEPTA, Leslie Richards, makes $425,000 a year to run a transportation organization that is absolutely the worst in the country. And it hurts me to say that. Robin and I used to take the SEPTA. We used to take the subway. We used to take buses.
I used to go by myself, and I certainly would not do that now.
So I'm not hating on the city.
No. Listen, it's a complete failure, Seth is, and it's a shame because a once great transportation, authority has failed, and it's failed the people in this city. There's no question about it. Spending $8 $1 billion. I think that was the number I heard. I don't know what the number is. Seems completely out of bounds. But, I mean, God only knows, Tony. I mean, you know, the subway system, I think, from Fern Rock up to, they're talking like Southampton Road or something like that.
And again, if it makes sense, but when Seth is now they have all these politicians like, we need more funding. Whenever you hear people saying we need more funding, what does that mean? It means it's going to be money that comes into the city from the state or federal government, and nobody knows where it goes. Same thing with the schools. We need more money for schools, and the schools are getting worse every single year. So throwing money at stuff, and it's not there's no accountability for where this money's going. That doesn't seem like a smart plan unless you're the government and you don't have to account for that money.
Yeah, the fact that our schools are getting worse with more money, and you look, we per child, we spend more money on our education than anywhere else in the world by a lot. It's not just by a little bit, by a lot. And yep. Our education system level compared to other countries, first world countries, we're like 20th or 30th. It's so bad. Yep. Like, what does that tell you?
3200 block of Tyson Avenue last night, Tony. I know you know that neighborhood really well.
Absolutely.
27 gunshots fired last night at 2 a.m.
These people are just trying to go out there and celebrate Saturday night or a Sunday night in winter, and they're getting ready for, you know, playoff football. I mean, you know, who doesn't go out and squeeze off a couple of dozen rounds at night with a high capacity magazine that we're supposedly not allowed to buy legally, but somehow the criminals get them and have them accessible to them 24/7.
I personally don't condone that behavior, but, if confronted, you never know.
Exactly right. And it's just ridiculous. I mean, everything is backwards, man. Just use, use common sense. If people used common sense, we wouldn't have all of these problems, man. If I had used common sense, I would have hit a couple of parlays this weekend.
Yeah, I hit two, but I missed on a couple.
It's an outrage, man.
Tony, I hope you're feeling better. You sound a little still rough around the gills, but you're on the way back?
I'm coming back, man. I'll be back, as Arnold Schwarzenegger said many, many times over the years.
Now, listen, I want to thank you guys publicly. I mean, you helped us out with a favor two weeks ago when we were in Vegas, and that I can't tell you what that meant to my friend Sean. That was very, very genuine of you, and I honestly I truly appreciate that. So that means a lot to everybody involved. So
no problem, man.
You know what's funny? You talk about the sickness. I don't know. You had COVID, I assume you said, or something like
that? Yes, I tested positive in the hospital, too, not just the home test. And again, I'm not a big test guy, but my new one, Rob, and my sister tested positive, my older sister, she told everybody, and we don't do the contact tracing and Fauci got exposed again about the 6-foot thing and all the other things that they had everybody do, which were all bullshit and didn't do anything. It was just feel good. Make it look like the government's taking care of you when they're not. That kind of stuff, man. But you know what? You just take care of yourself.
There is something really ferocious going around, at least in this area. I mean, I have, since I got back from Vegas, I have not encountered one person that doesn't sound like I do. I sound like shit. My voice is awful. G's under the weather. She's under the covers. It's not COVID. It's not whatever.
No, it's a combination. There's COVID's going around, but it's a milder form of it.
And then there's like a chest cold going around. Yep. And then there's the flu.
And the flu and then on the sinuses and sinus infections and all of these things are going around because, you know, people are inside. Then they go to a supermarket and it's cold and it's hot. And you're breathing on other people. It's called wintertime. And, you know, the flu's back. And better than ever, as they once said. Yeah. Remember when it went away for a couple of years when it was only COVID and there was no more flu? Now we got a mix. It's like a wintry mix. You know, when you listen to the weather.
And if you're really lucky, you can get the trifecta.
You get the trifecta. Yeah. And I have the drugs for the trifecta.
There you go. Well, share them, brother.
I got a lot of drugs. I should open my own clinic. I should go out there. Did you see this in the subway? They had these guys selling booze in the Broad Street subway. They had a dude with a cart, and that was the same place where a kid fell into the subway and got killed by a passing train, because there's a dude out there with bottles of like Tito's and all kinds of mixed drinks and sodas on one of those trash carts.
Uh-huh.
And he's selling mixed drinks in the subway. Now, I know times are tough. Are you going to buy a mixed drink from a guy trash can with Tito's? And he didn't have any cranberry. And I'm sure that ice wasn't clean. Would you have a guy pour ice in the subway?
No, thanks.
As you would say, that is a complete outrage.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So, guys, I hope you all feel better very soon. I know that the I'm watching the Pittsburgh game. I'm way ahead of you on that one. So the timing that your cable's providing. So, because I was listening on hold, and I said,
right now I got 11:28. Tracy Wolfson is reporting at second and goal as the Pittsburgh Steelers now with 11:20 early in the second quarter. In a position to score here, though.
Well, I took Pittsburgh getting a bunch of points, so let's see what happens on that. So, listen, I appreciate the time, Tony. I sincerely do, and I look forward to more phone calls. And I can't thank you enough for what you did 2 weeks ago.
No problem. It was no problem at all, John. Thank you, buddy. Take care. Be careful out there. Oh, there's an interception, and the Steelers have just intercepted. I mean, the Buffalo Bills have just intercepted Mason Rudolph as they were going into the end zone with a pass attempt and a bad throw by Mason Rudolph. Wow. This is just a horrific throw and a great defensive play. Actually, it was taken right away from George Pickens by number 24. Wow.
Wow, it's right.
Wow.
Feels good.
And let me repeat again. Wow. Steelers just not able to do anything in this game and put some points on the board. And they've had their chances. We have our chances. We're coming back. We'll read your text at 844-644-TONY. I'll go outside and put a tape measure in the ground and see how much rain there is. That's the way I like it. Like that. Like this and like that. Josh Allen isn't exactly lighting up the scoreboard, and a lot of people are making interesting points here, including Nick Kale, the degenerate gambler, who is watching this game and has a lot of serious action on the under. That interception in the end zone has a lot of you under bettors out there wondering. Thank God for that. Because Josh Allen just keeps moving the football up and down the field. Again, not a lot. He's under 100. I don't think he has 100 yards passing in this game. But when he's had opportunities, he's put the ball in the end zone to his big tight ends, and those are the two touchdowns. And the Steelers, again, chances, turnovers, a costly one when they had a chance to score.
Now, apparently, Tony, that when we had the little power outage, our TV.
So we're way behind now?
Way behind. Dean said that we're maybe even 2 minutes behind.
All right. Well, that's what happens when you lose power. But why wouldn't it just revert back to live action?
I don't know. It's bizarre.
I hate being behind.
Joe Quill says that there's a guy on the L who sells homemade cookies. Yeah, that sounds like something I'd want to do.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Don Juan 2024 says, hey, Tony, your post-illness voice sounds even deeper than your normal, kind of like a Barry White vibe.
Wink, I like wink. To keep it deep. You know, women like it when they can feel.
Well, he says, bet Miss Robin likes it.
She likes it when it feels good, right down there. Right down there.
Talk to me, baby. Talk to
me. Yeah, baby. You know what I'm saying?
But mine's a little bit lower, too.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
I hear you, too, baby. I hear you. You know what I'm saying?
What else?
I'm harder than Final Jeopardy, baby.
What else have we missed in the last 2 weeks?
Let's see.
I mean, we missed saying
sunshine, outdoors, boating, crabbing.
We missed New Year's Eve.
We missed New Year's Eve. I slept through it.
because you were already feeling sick and I didn't realize I was starting to come down with something. So we went to bed early because we had to get up really early to catch our flight out. So we didn't do New Year's Eve, and then we missed New Year's Day because as soon as we got home, I then tested.
Yeah, we got up and took an early flight and we're back in bed by the afternoon.
Right. So
we didn't empty our suitcase for 2 weeks after we came back from up north.
Well, I literally, I didn't realize I progressed from feeling a little bit crappy to feeling really shitty very fast. And so when we got home, I went to bed and slept. And then that afternoon woke up and tested, and I tested myself and I had COVID. So I just slept for 72 hours.
I've done that too. I mean, I literally did not know what day it was, what the date on the calendar was. And again, everybody gets sick. So it's not like, oh, I have these sob stories. It's not sob stories. This is what people go through in the wintertime.
That's what you need to do. You need to allow your body to heal. You need to make sure that you stay hydrated. Mm-hmm. So wake up enough to drink some water. Don't just not drink anything. Mm-hmm. And allow your body, like, your body's amazing what it can do. Just allow it.
I mean, my body is a wonderland.
It's a wonderland.
It's a vessel.
It's something, all right. That's.
I mean, people call out when people. Josh Allen, look at him running. He's going to go all the way. Touchdown, Josh Allen. It is 20-0 your Buffalo Bills if you're scoring at home. And if you are, congratulations. Throw some snow in the air. 52-yard run. I told you I should have done a same game parlay.
Well, we kept trying to get you to do it.
I'm too focused, locked in, laser focused on doing this show. Is it too early to thank the Pittsburgh Steelers for participating in this AFC wild card weekend? And is it still AFC or NFL wild card weekend? Of course you had to play this song, Rob.
You are the one that brought it up.
Now, who is this dude?
John Mayer.
Oh, that's right. Is he still around?
Your body is a wonderland.
Well, I know that.
Didn't you take Chris to a John Mayer concert or something like that, and you got high?
No, I wasn't a John Mayer concert. That was...
Who was it?
That was... the hell's his name? He's got one name. It's a group with one name. Lead singer. Everybody loves him.
But there's a lot of marijuana going on in concerts.
There's a lot of marijuana going on everywhere. Yeah, you don't even need a concert anymore.
I know, but
just walk down any street in America and it smells like weed.
He's specifically known for it, right?
No, not this guy. No? The Train. There was Train.
Oh, it was Train?
Train's not a big doper crowd.
No, that's not who you said.
Yeah, I took her to see Train.
Her?
That was, what's his name? That was Dave Matthews.
Oh, Matthews.
Dave Matthews up in Connecticut.
He was
up in Connecticut. Oh, yeah. You don't even need to buy weed when you go to a Dave that. You get a contact. You just sit there and breathe when you go to a Dave Matthews concert. No bigger stoners on earth. It used to be the Fish crowd. Now everybody's a stoner. Everybody smokes weed except me. I may be the only person in America that doesn't smoke
dope. Me neither.
I hate it, actually.
Dean, fast forward your TV. Josh Allen ran for a 50-yard touchdown.
52, actually.
Yeah, 52. Unreal.
We got the live Doppler on there with my boy, three times this more powerful
Pete
weather
checking
authority.
Pete checking in. He's come up for a breath of air.
Pete who? Shepard?
Pete. He just said 52-yard touchdown. Unreal.
So it isn't that long ago. By the way, the guy that I don't like, the weather guy who's good, but he's a schmuck, is that Doppler three times more powerful on Wink. Mm-hmm. We have an advisory now. We just had big totals, folks. Rainfall, 6.4 inches in Cape Coral. St. James City, 7.2, 7.3. And here in Fort Myers, I'm reporting a solid 6 inches right now. And there's some rain out there too,
by
the way.
I'm hoping for a little more. Hey, I was just going to text you to see if you wanted to do a crossover, and you must have read my mind.
I sure did. As Tony, as it reports, there's a solid 6 inches out there in Fort Myers.
You know, I women always get excited when there's snow. You know, that's the thing about living in Florida. There's no snow in the forecast. Mm-hmm. That's the second longest quarterback touchdown run in postseason history.
Dude.
By the way, this is the fabulous
Angel Martinez. He's up there in the Tampa area getting ready to go on the pirate ship tonight. Because the Philadelphia Eagles may make a remarkable recovery. Who would have thought that the Dallas Cowboys would be eliminated from the playoffs before the Philadelphia Eagles even played a game? Yeah. How about that, Angel?
That's even better. No offense to Cowboys. I know AJ in San Antonio. Listen, he better expect a power pack show because it's already coming. For all the stuff that Dallas said throughout the season and McCarthy, and he's talking about, you know, this year is going to be a lot better. Things are going to change. Dak said he was feeling confident. All that for absolutely nothing, which I said on Friday on Martinez and Company that Green Bay is Dallas's daddy, and Green Bay proved me right, even without Aaron Rodgers.
No, I mean, you're absolutely right. Again, you can feel it, too, because I knew going in. Again, I bet Dallas. I thought Dallas was going to win the game. I didn't know whether they would cover or not because, you know, you're seeing a lot of crazy games and a lot of blowouts in the postseason. The only close game was last night. You know, that game, great game in Detroit. Lions and the Rams, that was a great football game. Yeah, and both teams had big chances, and both quarterbacks were making big throws and great catches in the game. But most of these games have been they've been blowouts. I mean, this one is shaping up to be a blowout, but Pittsburgh's in the game. I mean, they keep getting the ball, and they just can't score.
No.
You know, I mean, give Buffalo credit, but, you know, now you're seeing bad throws, low throws, and they're starting to feel it. And, you know, and up in Buffalo, that's a tough place. But, the Steelers play in cold weather, so there's no decided advantage. Obviously, except, you know, Mason Rudolph is their backup quarterback, and he's their third-string quarterback, and he's played pretty well for them. So maybe this is as good as the Pittsburgh Steelers get. You know, they look good down the stretch, and Mason Rudolph's been fine, but you see the difference. The cream rises. I mean, Josh Allen right now, who wants to play the Buffalo Bills?
Nobody, I think, at this point. Truthfully, the way. And how much have they turned around? You figure from the final 6 weeks in the NFL and how the Bills have turned things around, because for a while it seemed like, Tony, they were going to eliminate themselves. They were winning games that they
showed up,
but then you look at the Bills, and the Bills are just collapsing. I mean, at one point, worse than the Eagles, but somehow or another, they turned it around. That's why I'm hoping the same way for Philadelphia last night, or tonight, I should say. But the Bills right now, I think the Bills play KC. I'm taking the Bills over KC.
I agree. I think Josh Allen's playing. I mean, you know, listen, Mahomes is good, and he's got some weapons, and he's got that kid, Rashee Rice. I mean, they keep finding young guys, and Pacheco, the kid from Vineland, New Jersey, they got a lot of talent on that team. But the bottom line is that Josh Allen right now is the best quarterback in the NFL. I don't think there's not even a second close guy. Now, obviously, Baltimore, and we'll see them next weekend when they play their first game, just like the 49ers, and we'll see the Niners play. But to me, Josh Allen, remember, the Eagles were the last team to beat the Buffalo Bills, and they stopped them. And remember that game?
Yep.
Since that time, the Eagles have gone in the tank, and the Buffalo Bills have gone completely the other way, man. They are just absolutely playing great football.
They are. And one thing I can't understand with the Eagles, because, you know, again, I don't want to put the player out there, but for them to say that, well, once we knew we were in the playoffs, we just decided to back off and, you know, just coast into the playoffs, and then we'll show everybody what we're all about. There's no way you're backing anything off. You had the NFC at home, all the way up to week 11, and then 49ers expose you, and everything else just falls apart from there. You get beat by the Giants. And again, no offense to Giants fans, but a sorry Giants beat you. And then you expect for people to come here, which they have, down here to Tampa, to watch this game tonight in the hopes that you get things turned around. I'm still not feeling it. It is game night, but I'm not feeling the Eagles can win over Tampa Bay. And Tampa Bay, not for nothing, they're a pretty good team. Baker Mayfield has been able to hang these guys around all season long. But I don't see this one-dimensional Eagle squad that we've seen through the last 6 weeks are going to change anything any different, which then it makes you think, Tony, does that put Nick Sirianni in the hot seat if the Eagles just completely collapse right here in the first round of the playoffs?
I mean, that's a good question. And I'm seeing a lot of reports in Philly that, you know, they're not on the same page and nobody knows who's calling the offensive plays, whether it's Sirianni or whether it's the offensive coordinator. And when you're doing that stuff in the playoffs this late into the season, that's not a good sign. Again, you know, in Dallas, people are wondering whether Mike McCarthy's gone. I mentioned Jim Harbaugh had an interview with the Chargers today. People are talking about Belichick. Belichick going to the Cowboys now. There was a lot of jokes. He was on his plane. He was already on his way to Dallas at halftime last night. So it's going to be an interesting offseason. And we're not even, we're still in the season where the playoffs just started.
Correct.
Playoffs, exactly. As Jim Mora once said.
That's exactly. There was a commercial that just came out about that too.
They brought Jim Mora out to do playoffs. Don't talk about playoffs.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, he looks good too. Jim Mora, what a legend. What a great guy too.
Yes.
Well, great guy.
It's absolutely fantastic to hear the both of you guys back on air. I have missed hearing you guys live, number one.
About freaking time, right?
Yeah. I mean, enough of that stupid COVID.
Yeah.
You think I like laying in bed all day if it's alone and dark?
Well, unless it's two chicks at the same time, there might be a whole different story.
I mean, I was going to go there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but remember one thing when you get sick. I want everybody to know this.
Everybody must eat.
You got to eat. You just can't sit there and not eat.
Everybody must eat.
You following me?
Philly continues to collapse. I didn't know we're about to come up on it, but they continue to collapse. But supposed alleged, the new mayor says that she's going to go back to business and start arresting people. I haven't seen it yet.
Well, no, you can't when you have a district attorney that doesn't, that is a cop hating, no good bum who should be. I said this morning on 1210 in Philadelphia. I said that there should be people marching in front of his house and office 24/7 on what he's allowed to happen to the underserved community. Black people are getting killed because of his policies of not enforcing laws and letting multiple time violent offenders back on the street time and time again, and he faces no repercussions. That's the amazing thing to me as a Philadelphia guy with my family there, still looking at how the district attorney, how he has no accountability for any of the crimes that he's committed against humanity by letting people off the hook and letting them go back out onto the streets time and time again after committing violent mass shootings, and they keep getting out. I don't know if you saw the SEPTA police guy on the platform the other night talking about the kid that got pushed into the tracks and died.
Yeah,
and there's three people shooting each other in the head, and there's cops right there, but these criminals don't care. They don't care that they have illegal guns. They don't care about human life. And then they get arrested, and then they're back out on the streets again after multiple crimes. That's the problem. And the people who are suffering the most are the people that he's supposed to be helping. And that's why Larry Krasner should be in chains. There should be 24/7 hour marches in front of his house and office. He should never get a minute of sleep after what he's done to crime and to the criminal element in the city. When you hate cops and you protect criminals, you're not a prosecutor. You're a defense attorney. He is no good. He's a crumb, creep, bum, coward.
That is absolute truth. Absolute truth. And there should be no reason why he's there. But then again, hopefully everybody gets a lot smarter come this time, a couple of months from now. Let's hope.
Oh, he's not going to be. He can't face any kind of prosecution or they can't recall him. He's like above the law.
Yep, unfortunately.
Above the law.
No one should be.
Well, all right, man. I'm going to go. I got to go home and sleep. Or I got to go home.
Tony.
Something.
Drink something. Maybe some vermouth. Now, what do you drink when
everybody
you have a
cold? Everybody stay tuned for Martinez and Company coming up right next after the Tony Bruno Show.
Live action, baby. That's the way we like it.
Aren't you going to do your normal?
No, I'm too tired for that.
Stay safe.
Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. And
stay safe, America.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.